Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I used to float, now I just fall out.
Maybe she'll get an EGOT.
She will. As if she's already got an Oscar, eh?
Oh, this will be her second Oscar then. Surely she's going to get the Oscar.
There's a clip of her the other day, and look, I'll say, I'm happy to say I really love her, but she was pissing me off. There's a clip of...
Hold on, she is 20.
Yeah.
So she's going to say something that's going to piss you off.
What she was doing was she was describing the writing of that song. There's like a few TikToks from the same interview, and there's one where she's kind of like saying all the different ways she could have sung it, and she's like, I could have done it like this. I used to float, you know. She like shows all the ways, and then she's like, but I actually wanted it to feel like, you know, I was whispering in your ear. And I was like, yeah, but that's how you do every single song you've ever. Don't act like this was the singular choice you had to make for this song when that is your whole vibe, Billy.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to cue the theme song in a second, and I need you to take a deep breath in and chill the fuck out. Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
And welcome along to the male gaze.
This week's. And our penultimate.
We did promise two more, which is crazy. Because I don't even know. When do you go down to Christchurch?
I'm not going down to Christchurch. We're going up to Whangarei for Christmas.
Oh, stunned. Year about. Yes, stunned. Okay.
A year about thing. Do you do a year about thing?
Yeah, but it's all in a mess because of that COVID pandemic you might have heard of.
Is that really?
Yeah.
It's funny to hear people talk about COVID being still an issue.
Well, it's not that it's still occurring, but it's that it kind of set us off on a weird thing. And then this was meant to be one where we were meant to be with Sam's family because all of his family were coming over from Australia, and now none of them are.
But oh my God.
By the time we knew about that, we then decided not to go to Christchurch. And so now we're just doing it with Sam's parents, which will be lovely.
It'll be lovely.
I see what I actually wanted to kick off this podcast with.
Yeah.
Is a stunning ad that I see every time I drive from mine to yours.
Is it an Aesthetica ad?
No. What's the Aesthetica ad?
I feel like P Waka Waka, that road, you know, has some horrific billboards. Specifically, there's like one for the Aesthetica, which is like a plastic surgery company. It's always like, I always thought it was bad to pick your nose, and it's about like nose jobs.
Oh, choosing your nose.
It's like, it gives me full body shivers when I see it.
I don't know about the mainstreaming of like, I kind of prefer plastic surgery when it was like, we don't talk about it, we pretend we didn't have it. And now
normalize
when I see
stigmatizing plastic surgery.
Yeah, we're, you know,
I know what you mean though. It's like the whole like Ozempic of it all. Like, are you here?
Yes.
Who?
Oprah just came out and said, yeah, I'm on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And someone else said they wanted it for Christmas.
Christmas?
Who was it? I can't remember.
Imagine that.
Maybe
you,
I did as a
you
joke.
Open your Christmas present. It's Ozempic. I thought you'd want it.
Oh my God. It's shocking. It's so scary.
You know, when people on the Instagram story just show their injectables happening at the time as well, being like, just want to be.
I have not seen that.
I've seen it.
Do you inject it straight in and then.
Oh, I'm talking about Botox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Do you like watching needles or you just love the vulnerability?
I'll honestly watch anything.
The billboard that I...
I'll watch anything.
The billboard that I always appreciate on the way here is for Barkers, not the clothing, the food company.
There's two Barkers in this country?
Yes, and you will know it when... Because the ad for Barkers, the food company, is just in giant letters it says, not just jam, because they make probably the most famous jams.
Oh, Barkers, yes, of course, not just jam, and you love that.
Well, I just... Yeah, I'm like, thank you for telling us.
That's kind of their point.
And, but also, but no.
What, I reckon it's heading, it's doing exactly what it needs to do.
Yeah.
I'm panicking that I'm not recording this episode, but am I? If you can see the record,
you can see the time, yeah. And okay, that great. Big circle, that means record.
That's a little behind the scenes, Pete. Now back
Chris
to
Chris is
the...
so tired.
I'm so tired.
I'm sorry. I've upset you as well when going off on Billy.
That's kidding. I'm so tired. I'll tell you what happened. So we're doing, it's been a week. So we're doing a Christmas show at the moment. We have rehearsed it all in a week. So we started like Wednesday last week and then we've opened and we've almost get to the end of our season and it's only been a week and a half.
Yeah.
And so we're rehearsing all during the day and now we're doing the shows at night and then my parents came for like the opening. And it's that thing when your parents are in town, you're slightly on edge. Mm-hmm. Like you're so happy to have them there, but that feeling of like, bye, love you. And then they close the door and you're like, oh my God. You realize like how much tension you've been holding while they've been there because you want them to have the best time possible.
Because, yeah, and there's always that moment like where you finish one activity when your family's in town and then they kind of like, are like, what are we doing next? And they all look to you because you, of course, live in the big smoke. So you will know where to go and what to do.
But even I find when I'm back home, they'll be like, what do you want to do? And you're like, I don't know. I don't live here.
I've been here.
I haven't been here in like 10 years. I don't know what to do in this city. I know that I find that. And what I've found recently is it'll be like a Tuesday, 10 o'clock at night, and it'll be like, should we go get something to eat? And there'll be like 15 of you, and you'll be like, that is an impossible.
It's crazy. It's never going to happen.
Just a quick bite to eat, 10 p.m. in the middle of the city for 17. Surely there'll be someone will do it.
Someone will do it. We'll just walk around. And then if one place says no, we can walk to the next place.
The only places that you could probably do that, you have to boycott.
I don't think Fed Deli didn't. Oh, no, but
they're not open
people
at night.
Yeah, they did stop their late shift, didn't they?
Yes.
Certainly not on a Tuesday. Isn't the, now, here's, oh, okay.
Your iWatch gave you an update.
Yeah, big email. big email. A lot of buzz about this email I just got. It was dates 2024, so you know what that means.
Work
is coming. Work. We have to go back.
We have to
do more.
This isn't actually the end of the it isn't the end of work. We've got more to do
next
year.
There's more to do. There's actually and quite a lot and a whole year's worth.
A whole year. What we've just been through, we're going to have to go through.
We're
going to
be repeating that,
and we're going to go through almost the same emotional journey that we went through last year.
We'll go. I can't wait to get to the end of the year, and then we'll be at this point in the year, and we'll still be in the thick of it, thinking, God,
I thought
almighty.
This was when it was off, and then it'll be your last day, and then you'll get an email saying date's 2025, and it just actually does that every year, doesn't it?
Until one day you don't get an email, and then you think, oh my God, no. It's over for me,
and then you think, maybe that's good.
Elliot's
I used to float, now I just fall down.
Beautiful. Elliot Stables is getting sort of redone, and I think the vibe was meant to be any time of night, come on down.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about my attitude around late night culture, because we've been advertising
these. What an interesting area of yourself to navigate.
Yeah, because we work in that space. Mm. And we're always like, come down for a little late night show.
Yeah.
If someone invited you to like a 10 p.m. show, would you go? Knowing we've done 10 years of 10 p.m. shows. Yeah, exactly. I know.
Certainly not on like a Wednesday or Thursday.
I think I'm getting to a period in my life where I've almost caught myself saying, I'm too old for this shit. You know, like, which has been shocking.
Yeah.
Do you think you're too old for anything?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was thinking, I probably can't just move like I used to.
Really?
I'm in a thread for Round the Bays next year.
Okay.
And we're meant to send each other selfies of after our runs.
Right.
As we prepare to do Round the Bays, which is actually only 8 kilometers, and it's going to be absolutely fine, and I could probably do it without...
I couldn't.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can't. And the thing is, I actually haven't been on a run since June or even before June, so I'm kind of... after this podcast, that's my plan.
You are looking like you could run... right now.
Yeah, you're not the first person to come. You call me sporty size when I came in.
You're in tiny little shorts and a t-shirt, and I am wearing winter garb.
Yeah, and you did say to me, it's freezing out there, isn't it? without, and you hadn't been outside. And it is deranged. Thick and warm.
It is. It's muggy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nasty.
Oh, it's because I had to wait. So I did a big late night, and then I had to get up really early for the final episode of Breakfast TV, which I for some reason said yes, I'll be there, like to send off Maddie McLean and to like be there for their final show. So many sirens.
I know. They come to arrest us. I've just been watching.
Spilling too much truth.
Fellow Travellers. Is that the one? Matt Bomer and Jonathan Bailey, the gay. They're gays. Sorry,
don't you want to tell those sirens to shut the fuck up?
Yeah. Hey, Billie Eilish, shut up.
So I had to get up really early for breakfast.
No. How was it?
So crazy.
I accidentally flicked the TV on. Like, and obviously, I would have been excited to plan, but I just happened to flick it on at 8:55 this morning to see Maddie's like final speech and then the choir sing.
Oh, did he cry?
Oh, of course.
God, he's been the talk of the town. Eh?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. He's New Zealand's central character for the last couple of weeks.
He's the lead, character of New Zealand.
Yeah.
Which is funny because it's like you'd think it'd be Christopher Luxon. But
no.
I think's interesting is we've got.
I think he's got second or third billing, if that. He's behind Winston Peters.
I would say, in terms of who are the lead characters of New Zealand at the moment, mm-hmm. Maddie McLean,
mm-hmm. Hannah Rafferty Clark.
Absolutely lead character.
Yeah.
Maybe Christopher Luxon's wife.
Oh, why? Because of the Tesla?
I don't know. I just feel like she's got more intrigue than him.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Maddie McLean.
I would put Winston above Christopher Luxon at the moment. He is actually, I believe, our Prime Minister today, as we record.
Who?
Winston Peters. He's the acting Prime Minister at the moment.
Why? Where's Christopher Luxon gone? I haven't read the news.
I think...
He's on holiday.
I think Australia for maybe a holiday.
What?
Yeah.
You can't go on holiday.
I know. And he told everyone, we're going to be working up till Christmas.
And then he's like, but I am going to the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
Yeah.
The vibe at breakfast this morning was nuts to be there for Maddie McLean.
There's so many people.
It was all go. And then we started doing, I was there with Tom Sainsbury. We were sitting on the couch mid-record. Like, I didn't even know we were on air because it was all like we weren't in the studio. And then suddenly the camera operator went, I'll just get you two to swap seats mid-interview. And then Jenny May was like, we're on air. And the camera operator went, I'm so sorry. But by that point, Tom and I had like gotten up and shuffled around. And it's like, oh God, it's so funny in New Zealand. Like, even these sort of high stakes are still so low here.
Were you promoting your play or were you sharing memories of Maddie McLean?
We were just there. We honestly were just there. I should have said no, but I'm always like, I still have this like thrill at being asked to be on the TV. And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'll be there. And then I'm like, it's 6:45 in mm-hmm. the morning. I got off stage at 10:30 last night. My eyes have barely opened. What is wrong with you, Chris?
Yeah, you didn't need to do that.
Addicted to it, I guess.
Yeah. What's the vibe of the 9 o'clock shows compared to the 7? Do you lose your mind a little bit? You've only done one, eh?
So we've only done one, Loosey Goosey.
I'm here. I'm at a 9 o'clock tonight, and I can't wait.
Naughty.
Yeah.
They're naughty.
Good.
Yes. They're fun, though. It's all been fun. It's been great to be... It is great to be back on stage. It is great to be performing. And I'm just tossing up whether I'm too old for this shit or not, you know? That's my big... Because it's like, you used to be able to go on stage and you'd be like, have a full day of your life but the next morning. But I'm like, I feel hungover.
Yeah, I used to do things... I remember when we were kind of like scrappy little writers and I remember just like staying late every day trying to finish things and then going straight to a gig or something like that, and then often you do two shows in a night. If you go out to a show, you tag on another show, and I'm like, God almighty, can't do it.
Back to the question, do you think you're too old for anything?
Nah. So I'm too old to like have more than one big night a month.
Yeah.
I will say.
Yeah.
I'm not, but I still have big nights in the way that probably even maybe bigger nights than I used to have when I was like 20 because I was a little shy boy.
Mm.
But I certainly can't.
I sometimes wonder if I'm too old for instant noodles, but I bought a pack the other day and it just hit the spot.
I had the other day for lunch, I had the craziest combo, made myself a cheese toastie, then had instant noodles as well.
Do you sometimes judge people by the snacks that they eat? Like, I feel like I see someone whip together a little, like, whatever, and I'm like, you're eating like a baby. Like, grow up.
What sort of food are you talking about?
Oh, if I just see someone have it, like if I saw someone, I'm definitely too old for like iced animals.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, that's bullshit.
But if you saw someone have like a little container of those, and they didn't have kids, and they didn't just steal them from their kids or whatever, I'd be like quite confused.
I actually find
and fussy eaters.
I'm going to make some enemies right now. Just adults eating lollies and like little sugary jubies.
Oh,
I know. I really am like.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it kind of give you the ick?
It kind of gives me the ick. Jelly beans. Oh, I don't mind. You know what? Weirdly, I'm like, you're allowed. You're allowed a snake.
Oh, my God. But you wouldn't be allowed a Mr. WA.
What's a Mr. Oh, a sour worm? No.
Okay.
No. And not a TNT? No way.
Skittles?
I'll allow it.
Do you know what? I think usually I would tell you to fuck off, but
you're
it might
tired.
Be this level of vulnerability I'm in. This has kind of rattled me.
Really?
I'm like, maybe you are right, because I am a sugar tooth. Like, I love sweet tooth.
Sugar tooth. I'm a sugar tooth, baby.
Oh, my God. I am a sweet tooth boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Chris Parker. Welcome to Sugar Tooth.
Sugar Tooth. Sugar Tooth. Anyway, I have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
I'll always go sweet over savory apart from breakfast, but I could have a Tim Tam at like 9 a.m. And be happy about that.
Yeah, see, I lose it. I lose it at... This is my thing with my parents when they're up here, and I know my mum listens, so she'll hear this because she gave me money to buy a frying pan after we talked about it on this my birthday. But every time they're up, I'm like, oh gosh, I need to take them somewhere really nice to try and plan it. And they like, she just wants to go to Duck Island often twice a day.
Yeah,
That is the dream for her. If she's traveling overseas,
down.
She'll have Haagen-Dazs for lunch. And like a classic from her is like, oh God, I can't be able to make lunch. I'm just going to have a Snickers.
Do you know what? I relate to that so hard.
Yeah.
I have the same pull. And I find myself in a trap where Michael and I will almost find ourselves going to Duck Island almost every day for a week.
Wow.
It'll be like, we'll be at home and it'll be like, what do you want to do? Should we go to Duck Island? But what is the kicker about going to Duck Island is we want just a single scoop. So a single there is two scoops of ice cream, which is just crazy.
I was trying to write a stand-up bit about how much it pisses me off when you're like, one scoop and they're like, that's two flavors. Or two scoops and they're like, that's three flavors. It's like, well, that's not two scoops then.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I've got like, I'm built about 7 minutes of stand-up about ice cream parlors because I've spent so much time in them. And the culture of them is so crazy. But if you want a single, you can order one at Duck Island, but you have to order a tiddler, is what it is called. And
that's
takes
cruel.
A certain level of humility, like to ask for at the, you know, at the 19-year-old.
So their single is a double, and if you want an actual single, it's a tiddler.
You go, can I be
a tiddler?
A tiddler.
Burn it
for
down.
For a little baby. No, I love it so much.
Do you get tiddlers?
Yes. But I hate ordering it. I'm not ripping the tiddler community by any means.
I'd love to know from them how many people ordered tiddlers, because like, you're right. I'm like, that takes bravery.
Change the name. Hashtag yeah. change the name.
Because also, like, the kids are the ones who are going to want multiple flavors. To me, the kids probably want five flavors, but they only need a little
true.
Bit of ice cream.
True.
So who is tiddler for? It's because it's adults who just want their one consistent flavor.
Yes. Yes, yes, I know.
Wow.
It's humiliating, but it's a problem also in my life. It's just too much ice cream. Love to go out. Love it. One of the Duck Island.
The Sammies.
Chris, ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, they're unreal.
They are fantastic. But yeah, okay.
I couldn't. So that for me is like, I'll go to Duck Island 3 times a year, I reckon. And it needs to be in like a group of people and someone needs to suggest it and then the buzz has got to build up.
So what are you doing at night after you have your dinner?
Honestly, at the moment, we just bought a little drinks trolley. We make a little Negroni or sometimes have a little whiskey.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Maybe a block of Whittaker's, a couple of cubes.
So you will have a little bit of chocolate.
Yeah. I'll have a couple of bits of chocolate.
There's a smugness that's coming out here that I don't like.
And that's all I need.
Yeah. I'm very close to pushing you off my balcony.
Beautiful.
Must be nice. Must be nice. Must be nice to just sort of have 8 p.m. and not think, I could have an entire box of favourites and then go to sleep and then have anxious nightmares. Must be nice. I think about chocolate and sweet things probably from the moment I wake up. My manager bought me, as a Christmas gift, some Devonport chocolates that have been in my fridge. Two Yum. Boxes, they arrived 2 days ago, they are gone.
Nice.
I've eaten them from about 11:30 this morning. I yeah. just go back to the fridge, pop another chocolate in my gob, go back, look at some TikToks on my phone, go back to the fridge, pop another chocolate in.
Sounds like a great day.
It's...
Were your family sweeties?
Yeah. I think it probably comes back from, like, we'd go to my grandma's house, Hanty, that was her name, and she would have, like, a series of treats. So we would start with chips, a bowl of chips. From chips, we would then depart into the Bicky Town, and we'd have a couple of Bickies, like a plate of biscuits, and then lollies to go. And I think that sort of embedded treat culture in me.
See, when I say I'm not into sweeties, I love chips. I've just
well, those are literally not sweet.
They're not sweeties, but I mean,
they're the opposite of sweets.
I don't want you to feel like I am proud of the way that I eat, because we moved to like a low carb meal plan recently, and I will say almost every night that we've had that, we've also opened up a full bag of chips and eaten it between the two of us in about 2 minutes.
Isn't the whole thing about no carbs like total bullshit anyway? Is that what they said? Like the whole Atkins diet thing?
It just depends what you're trying to achieve.
Right. Maximum hotness.
Yeah. Well, if you want to like cut, if you want to be leaner, then you might want to cut out carbs and pump up protein.
It's funny because I love sweet things as much as I love a fresh loaf of bread. Tell you what I ate last night. Yum. The other night.
Tell me about it.
Le Grand Manger.
Tell me and explain that.
French restaurant on Upper Queen. Yeah, with one of the gorgeous like gingham lights and like it's,
oh, in that little I know what you mean.
It fucking rules.
What did you have?
Duck l'orange. It's like a 19. It's like a traditional.
I love duck l'orange. I think I've had it once, but I was like, this rocks.
And then we had a crepe Suzette for dinner.
For dessert.
Duck l'orange for entree. Crepe Suzette for dinner. And a lovely Duck Island tiddler for dessert.
Do you guys do tiddlers?
Of the crepes. Do you have a tiddler of the... I might use tiddler.
Tiddler of the day. Tiddler. What's the tiddler of the day?
It's too close to fiddler. That's where I feel like... And you're
already in a place which looks like it's for kids.
And you're associating like tiddler to child.
I think the whole thing's wrong. They've got to change that name.
They've got to change it. So just...
Let's just call it the simple... Can I get the simple?
I just think, honestly, a single.
But a single's a double.
We'll call it a small.
Yeah. Or you can get a double, a single, or actual single.
If anyone at Duck Island is listening, the fact that this conversation...
If I could nail down who listens to this podcast, surely one Duck Island
One Duck Island representative. Surely one. Of the ducks. One of the mighty ducks.
One of the big ducks.
Where is Duck Island?
Well, you know it started in Hamilton, right?
Yeah.
And there's no islands there.
A lot of roundabouts.
It honestly feels like the sort of name where they were like, okay, pick an animal. Okay, pick a land type. Done.
Done. Let's get scooping.
Sorry, we've got to submit the form tonight.
The names are the least of my priorities. I'm more worried about these flavors.
Yeah. What should we call the small? Tiddler. Okay, fine.
Done. Sweet. Write it down.
Lock it in.
Okay, pink for the thing. Okay, great. Who are we employing? Just a pack of 19-year-old boys. Chuck them in.
Should we put in a system where the queue can go through really fast? No? Yeah, good.
We had a great night at Duck Island.
Stunning one. It was fantastic. After the quiz.
And I walked in and there was only like young men working behind the counter and I just went, whoa, the boys. Boys are in, and I really wish I hadn't said that to all of them. But
yeah,
it was the truth. Tell me Christmas. What's the vibe? You look pained by that.
This is a funny phrase to say. Tell me Christmas. It's a gorgeous holiday celebrating the birth of Jesus, and we honestly, it's going to be really chill.
You're going to do a present with Sam for each other, or
I think we did talk about doing something for each other, but I don't know if there is a like Last 2 years, we did Mocha Master 1 year, we did a PlayStation the other year. And this year...
It's a joint gift.
Yeah, a joint gift. And we're kind of...
verging on a toy, but like kind of a fun thing.
Oh, well, yeah. A Mocha Master's... What? Is that a toy? Because it's kind of
like, it
like
a toy. It's like an adult toy.
Yeah, it is quite
but
fun
not
to
an,
do.
Not an adult toy. To sort of reference one of your iconic stand-up pieces.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. Wow, a throwback. So we're just going to do it with Sam's parents, and I think we'll probably just have some drinks with them. And maybe 1 year we watched Airplane, and I'm like, well, maybe watch that again.
Is that a Christmas movie?
No, just it's just a funny movie. One. Probably we'll go to the beach if it's warm.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've actually never been a... As we've discussed, like our dislike for Santa and boardies at a barbecue at the beach. Like, but I've never done like a... I've never done Christmas at the beach.
Wow. We've never done like the whole day.
Landlocked.
Well, I mean, Christchurch does have some beaches.
No,
quick.
It's landlocked.
Oh, no, there's
my Christchurch, Central City, Christchurch.
Yeah, true. But what about when you're in Akaroa? Surely that's like...
Oh, yeah, I'll go down to the water. I'll look at the water.
Strong in the water.
Look at the water. It's cold, water. Isn't it?
Yeah.
The water in Akaroa, even the middle, it'll be like 32 degrees and you'll be like... Oh, it'll be like Arctic.
Yeah.
Still.
It was actually such a revelation to move up here. And then once I went swimming in like April and the water was still warm and I was like... This isn't like my mentality of the beach is you go when it's hot, but when you get in the water, it is an ice bath.
It's a very funny thing that South Islanders connect over, which is like, and we don't want to like blow the lid on it when we're at our beaches in the North Island because we don't want to seem uncool, but it's like we're all floating away like in the sort of Herne Bay just thinking to ourselves, this is pretty special, huh? You know, because we're so used to getting in, getting out, and then heating up and then getting too hot.
Yeah. But you can, and I feel like you end up just staying in the water for ages because you're like, wow, I can.
But then North Islanders are like, this is what beach experience is, and they would never dare go to a South Island beach. And honestly, can just a fucking few more North Islanders go to the South Island for once in their life?
Yeah.
I'm sick of
having... You said it, Queen.
I'm sick of it. Have you been to the South Island? I've always wanted to go. I'm like, what are you...
That is crazy when you meet people who've never been to the South Island.
It's
it actually
so
does.
Many Aucklanders. It's like, the majority of Aucklanders.
It's the best island.
Get a fucking... Have a fucking reality check.
Yeah.
With Peter Williams. And get down to the South Island.
And Chantal Baker, is that her name?
I don't know.
Crazy to have... used any of my brain space to learn her name.
It's funny that all that stuff, those like billboards for that, whatever that radio station is, Reality Check, it sort of does permeate into your brain somehow.
Yeah.
Aesthetica.
Even now that it's been replaced with not just Jam.
We live in a horrid world, don't we? Just like Reality Check.
Mm.
Fuck it, Aesthetica. It's like awful out there.
I saw a tweet the other day on Instagram because I don't go on Twitter anymore. I saw a tweet on Instagram.
Yeah, which is actually a sentence you can say in the year 2023 and people go like, yeah, sure.
Saying that we've just, like maybe with the election in the Netherlands or something, we've just switched over where there's more authoritarian rather than democratic.
What do you think is the... I mean, I guess we've got the US election and that's always the big
and it's gonna
thermometer
be
check.
Fucking crazy because like... Most left-wing people now hate Joe Biden because of his awful pro-Israel stance.
Shit, yeah.
Netanyahu's my best friend vibes. And then, yeah, so, God, I mean, who knows?
I do want to go to the metaverse.
Like
just walking around the whole...
Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse.
Yeah, I'm just like, maybe just get up there with a bunch of Bitmojis and just like chill out for a bit.
I saw your... I've been enjoying the fact that you've been really going hard on Letterboxd really recently. I've been reading all your reviews.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I saw you gave a 1.5 stars to... what's it called? Leave the World Behind.
Oh, fuck, that was bad.
Yeah.
I thought 1.5 was generous. Have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah. I gave it 2. Like, I kind of liked some of the visual stuff and...
Kuta Forrester, who's doing Crossfire... Quite a night with me, was watching it in 15-minute installments over, I'm going to say, 6 nights. It's just so infuriating. Like, oh, I've caught up to that bit where all the Teslas crashed into each other. And I was like
it's not a TV show.
It's been 3 days.
You went to watch it in one go. I did like that Tesla scene. That was a bit fun.
Those are the best bits.
To me, it's just like a little bit perverse, given what's going on in the world, for this film about Americans being like, oh my God, imagine if we got attacked. It's like... Yeah, but at the moment, you are part of...
Yeah.
I don't know. I just was like, this is... just feels weird.
There's another film that's come out called like Civil.
I watched the trailer for that this morning, and
that
I was like, "That
about cockety boogity whoop."
That
was like,
is gross. You're like, "Oh my god, imagine if there was a civil war here!" I'm like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
I was like, "Why are you even imagining that?" But also, it's so funny when America's like, "Imagine if we all were like fighting each other," and we're like,
"You are.
You look at yourselves."
Yeah,
like we all think you're a fucking joke.
It's such main character energy of being like, "What if this happened here?" And it's like, "Yeah, well," or to any of the other many human beings across the planet whose lives are worth just as much.
I do want to see it, even though I know it's bad.
Well, it's got Kirsten Dunst in it.
Oh, I love Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah,
I think I watched the trailer. Weird that I didn't pick that up.
Yeah, she's the, I would almost go to say the main character of the trailer.
I kind of watched it. She's
the journalist.
I honestly watched the trailer kind of walking around, like phone in my hand, like what walking around, not really paying much attention. I'm loving Letterboxd.
Yeah, it's a little bit of fun, isn't it?
I don't like want people following me on it. Like I just, don't.
Stay away
from me. So stay away from me, but I enjoy like, watching a little movie and then be like, this is what I thought about that.
Yeah.
And, just sort of like, and it's nice to sort of look back at that.
Well, you really give, I would say, compared to most people that I follow and myself, you really give a review.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like...
You really are logging your opinion exactly.
Some people do... I think some people are trying to like break out as like funny people. And I'm like, wrong platforms, dudes, and specifically dudes. Like, it's always like... one joke and I'm like, well, that's not like I'm using this literally to figure out what I want to watch tonight.
I like a one joke review as well, because there's reviews that go viral and you see those top reviews that have got like 20,000 likes.
Yeah,
and often they really do nail it
if you can nail it, but sometimes people are just doing like a funny, they'll pick the most like minuscule reference in the film and then they'll sort of reference that.
Yeah, okay. And I'm okay.
Oh, I just want actual substance.
Wow.
But there are people that do it, so that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Are you doing jokes?
Yeah, I'm doing jokes. All my reviews
we
are
comedians.
One sentence. But not even necessarily like funny jokes, or just like one sentence of like the main thing that I took away from the film.
But like, is it the main thing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because some people will be like, say the horrible one with Julie Roberts. I can't work out.
Leave the World Behind.
I can't work out how they got that cast. With a script like that.
The book was a huge pandemic success story. It is an adaptation of a big book.
I do find this is more just like...
And I imagine that, like with the reference, they would have been like, oh, we're making kind of a Kubrick style, like Hitchcocky, like end of the world.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And they did get to act, you know, like her and him and that weird scene where they danced.
Unlike
you know,
her in that Return to Paradise, Ticket to Paradise with George Clooney, where I would say she didn't get to act at all.
She got a holiday.
She got a holiday and got to wear dungarees.
Yeah. She was, her character was...
The friend stuff made me so mad. The friend, like who wanted to watch the DVD of Friends, and then it going to the theme song, So No One Told You Life Was Going to Be This Way, I was like, I just like, I almost groaned so loudly. Like it just was the worst way to end that film for me.
Yeah, wow.
That's why I didn't enjoy it.
I quite liked it when she found the big wall of DVDs. So this is spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, true. Did you like the film?
No, I gave it 2 stars on Letterboxd. No, I didn't think it was good. But I didn't think it was... I thought I was like... I enjoyed it enough. What was so frustrating, and actually here's something I'm really angry about. I actually watched that on my birthday. And I was kind of having a perfect, wonderful, lovely day. Had some friends around. They all left. And I was like... I know
perfect. Perfect.
Well, they left at like 7. And I was like, this is perfect. Because what I wanted to do with my evening was watch May December, which was I had heard came out on the 1st of December on Netflix. And I was like, great.
Have you watched it yet?
Let's watch it. Well, it's not on Netflix. And in New Zealand, it's not being released in the cinema until like halfway through February. So then I was...
I thought it was a Netflix movie.
It is. But for some reason, it's not on New Zealand Netflix. It's getting released in the cinema.
Does someone...
Halfway through next fucking February.
Are you
and I'm so
serious? Disappointed.
And I know that if I'd watched that at the end of my birthday...
You would have been so happy.
I would have had the perfect day. I would have had the perfect day.
Oh my God. That's like when we watched Bridget Jones's Baby on my birthday. and I had a bowl of wedges. And I was like, fuck yes.
Hell
this is
yeah.
so good.
They're making a number four.
Are they?
That could be something I've seen on my Facebook feed that feeds me fake movie posters that people have made themselves, but I'm pretty sure
your algorithm needs a good old scrub.
It would be great. So bad.
I would actually love to give someone like all my devices, and then they can like reset my algorithm to like advance your
brain.
Like advance your brain. That'd be a great business.
Yeah,
putting that out there. Predictions for 2024. Algorithm.
Algorithm scrubbers.
Scrubbers.
What do you do? Oh, I'm an algorithm scrubber.
You're like, oh my god, oh tiddler, yeah, amazing. I tiddle with your little algorithm.
You just walk up into Duck Island, you ask for a tiddler, and then someone takes your phone from you. They go to the back room for a minute.
Like the right things, save the right things. Mm. Are you out there like saving videos to your collections?
No.
Yeah.
Is it a normal thing that people do?
Well, I've noticed.
I like things on TikTok, and then I'll go through my liked videos if I want to show something.
I've noticed like people, when I upload a bit of content, as it's known in today's day and age, people will like say, like,
That's that little hundreds of people, bookmarky thing. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll save them.
Yeah, I get some of those, and I've always assumed that it was a mistake, because I think whenever I've done it, it has been a mistake. Because you press that, it's kind of in the corner, which is where my thumb is scrolling.
Yeah.
And then it turns dark and the video kind of shoots off to the side.
So, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I mean, I text you.
You did. Yeah, yeah. It was really
nice.
Which
I always
actually
do now.
And I think
it's my thing.
You might have been one of the first people to do it.
I see the messengers, like the messages pop up, like via a thread or via Instagram, and I go, I'll go text them, which feels like, in today's day and age, writing a letter.
Feels very sincere. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It feels like a real moment of connection.
I think a text is a letter and an email is like a knock on the front door.
A hug. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like seeing someone in person.
An email is a coffee meeting.
An email is a coffee meeting.
A text is a letter.
Or an email is a eulogy in a way.
And like, a group chat message is a text.
Say that one again.
And
yes,
a group chat is a text. Yeah. And an Instagram story post is a Facebook wall post.
And a Facebook wall post is...
Which are back, by the way.
Are they?
Wow, I've been bringing them back.
The male gaze is like determination to bring Facebook back.
Facebook back.
Bring back the metaverse. Bring back
yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah,
we're in.
I can't believe how pro Meta the company we've become, actually.
We actually love Meta.
We love Meta. We love what they do. We love Mark.
And they love what they've done to us as a species.
Yeah, they've been so cool.
We just say keep it up.
Yeah.
We say more, fiddle with AI more. More.
Fiddle with AI more.
More, make some more imaginary movie posters. Send them
please,
to Eli.
Send them to me. Shoot them my way.
Create more spaces for us to like leave and arrive somewhere and like don't set the rules. Like just throw us in there and then be like, we'll work it out.
And see what we do.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I actually went back to Threads the other day.
I just opened it this morning for the first time in so long, and I was like, some people are really popping off on here.
Yeah.
People are getting successful on Threads, I think.
Are they?
Well, I just saw some tweets, some threads doing some big... I feel like when I used to go on it...
Yes.
It was companies, and then people who used to be so good on Twitter, but they're getting like 7 likes.
But you can't, like, follow... You can't... It's like random, mate. Like, it gives you like suggested people.
Yeah, it's
something.
A very like for you page influenced
no,
medium.
Not into that.
Look at this on the back of my phone. I thought it was metal, and now it's all shattered.
Your phone shattered?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, is that not the case?
No.
That's the phone.
That's
a new phone.
I don't even think I noticed when it happened because it looked like that for quite a while. And then I was like, wait a second. I think
I'm going to say you're too old for that.
To have a smash phone.
You know?
I do think it looks like it's the case.
Kind of cool.
So I think I maybe will get away with it.
Yeah.
Smash front, certainly not. And I think maybe I'm also just...
When I see someone with a smash phone, it's always like a bit of a, they party. You know, like it's... back in that kind of thing of this is that, a smashed phone is like a tattoo.
Yeah.
Or a scar.
Not to be like sexist and subscribe to the gender binary, but I think a girl...
Boys rule, girls drool.
Well, almost the opposite. I think a girl with a smashed phone...
Cool.
Cool and fun. A guy with a smashed phone, get your life together, mate.
I think all smashed phones are sort of emblematic of, like, chaos.
I just can't believe this happened. I've actually
when did it happen?
That's the thing, I don't even know when.
So you, hold on, within the podcast, you've just discovered that the back of your phone is smashed into pieces.
No, I discovered this a couple of days ago, and then I keep forgetting it, and I guess I'm tossing up mentally whether to do this, like whether to
fix it,
or just leave.
How do you fix that?
I don't know. I thought the whole thing with the iPhone 15 was that it was aluminum and it was like meant to be lighter and it didn't break.
They lie to us. It's Apple. They are fucking us. Everyone is fucking us.
Yeah.
Barkers, they're probably fucking us.
Yeah.
It's probably not.
They probably are just jam.
It's probably just jam.
I actually think the most iconic Barkers product is the blackcurrant syrup. So,
yeah, I was literally about to say
and
that.
And I think the billboard should say not just syrups.
I don't know.
I probably wouldn't be a great campaign.
On that, do you want to leave us with a fact of the gay?
Yeah, I'd really love to, actually.
Fact of the gay.
Okay, so I've been trying to do a new comedy bit about God, and when I say this, I'm like, doesn't all my stand-up sound terrible?
I think I saw a little sneak peek of some of your stand-up. I had a good old read of it on your B-Reel.
Oh, yeah, I did. Did you zoom in?
Absolutely.
I was like, no one will be able to see this.
No, I read it really clearly and kind of almost performed it.
All the words?
Yeah, you had even like asked the audience, like, what do you think?
Yeah, in the bracket, on the brackets.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe that was all visible in my B-Reel.
You can see it. If you can see it on your phone, I can see it on my phone.
But I just thought when you zoomed in, the text wouldn't be clear.
Can you zoom in on your phone and read it?
Let me have a little look. God, that is... So you performed my stand-up...
Eli, you took a photo of it and uploaded it to the internet.
Yeah. Just, you know, be real, you know. Oh, wow, you can really read that. Oh, my God. It's so sad.
My mum's better at be real than you are. But when it goes off, she goes, oh, it's time to be real, everyone. And then we all get into it.
That is the most brutal thing.
Yeah.
Why is she better?
She does it every... She's just better than me in it.
Is it consistency or in terms of like what the shot is? Or,
every day, as soon as it goes off.
That's awesome.
And she's as real as fuck. She cuts the shit and she keeps it real.
So, fact of the gay.
Lay it on me.
I googled, is Soggy Biscuit real?
The game.
The game. Has it ever happened?
Surely.
Does it actually exist? Because I think it's one of those things that we all know lots of rumors about, but no hard facts, no hard evidence that it has ever once occurred. And I found a great article on a website called Mail Magazine by a guy called Mike Rampton. And here's your first fact. Here's the many different names it's known around the world. Jizzy Jiskit, Wet Biscuit.
Jizzy Jiskit.
Yep. Limp Biscuit. Milky Biscuit, Ookie Cookie.
I like that.
Ookie Cookie is quite fun. Kekschwischen, which is German.
Oh, so, wow.
Or in Australia, apparently it's known as Soggy Sow, and Sow, S-A-O. Do you know this? It's a cracker.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I've talked about it on stage in Australia before, and I think that popped up.
Soggy Sow.
About the sow, and I was like, we don't have time to unpack this. But it has gone global.
Oh, yeah. It's apparently in one of Stephen Fry's books, he talks about it.
Interesting.
Anyway, yeah, there's almost no record of like actual specific events when it comes to Soggy Biscuit.
How is that going to play out? Like a whole bunch of guys do it and then they're like, we should probably report this to the history books.
Well,
and should we, like they're in uni and then they're like, should we tell the dean? I don't feel like anyone's ever done this on the campus before.
But it would get out. Surely it would get out. And especially if, you know, someone notable had done it. If like, and thinking about kind of like UK politicians who've often gone done for like.
Do you want to do it?
You got a biscuit, bro?
What do I have? I'd have a couple. I'd have like one of those rosemary crackers with like anyway.
Oh. God.
I actually like almost tasted it.
Yeah,
I
know, like, I know.
I think there must be a word for it when like there's an urban legend that then becomes so like acclaimed that then people like, but never happened, that then people start doing it because of the legend.
Because of the legend. Well, here's the thing.
Is that a self-fulfilling prophecy or something? Was that what you, no.
Yeah.
Is that the like.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, because someone said it, that's because why it was like happened. A prophecy. Like, it wouldn't have happened if the prophecy hadn't been made.
And jizzing on a biscuit is a prophecy.
Yeah, and someone made it. So the one time where there's the fact that this definitely has happened was in Massachusetts in 2011. There was two students were expelled because it was part of a hazing ritual, which is pretty grim.
That's grim.
But one of the only times they've got facts that this has ever happened was in 2011. So that's after we were at high school.
So we did it first.
Well, you know, like I'm like, oh, we heard about it years before.
It's interesting, isn't
it? Yeah. I guess for something to go global, especially in a pre-internet age.
Yeah.
Surely the
Zeitgeist, which is the German word for it. I think it's interesting because it is definitely when you hear about it, it is something that straight men let's just cut the shit and call it as it is. Straight men have made up this lie about gay men jerking off on the thing, you know, like or is it a straight man culture thing?
Straight man culture thing,
but
though.
It's sort of
like
weird.
No one's being like, those guys after their drama rehearsal, they all played Soggy Biscuit. All Soggy Biscuit stories are like the first 15 in the locker room played Soggy Biscuit.
Now that is fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's true, though.
That should be a new segment, isn't it?
Because you're off your seat, like you're so excited. I think.
No, my foot went dead.
Oh, interesting.
But also, I'm loving it.
The blood's rushing back down to my foot. It is interesting to think, like, the epitome of straight culture is the Soggy Biscuit thing, because they keep bringing it up, and it's always about them.
Yeah, I know.
It's almost like they're willing to want it to happen. They are self-fulfilling the prophecy.
They wish it. They want the biscuit.
Well, it's theirs for the taking. No one's stopping them.
Yeah, any
dudes out there, if you want to eat your own semen on the top of a lovely biscuit, we as the gay community embrace that. We will not join in, but we want to reflect that you're more than welcome to go for it.
Go for it, kings.
And I'm not going to say
we don't want to yuck your... Do you know what is one of my least favorite phrases?
Yuck your
yum. I don't want to yuck your yum. Nah. Actually, when people say that, I'm like, that phrase is yuck.
I'm yucking that.
I think you could say, good for you, not for me.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I learned that. It might have been at Rainbow Youth, good for you, not for me, which I think is really nice. And don't yuck my yum. I want to.
There's something about good
jump off your balcony,
which is a running theme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a great balk. There is something about
balk
for sure. there is something about good for you, not for me that is slightly patronizing. Good for you, not for me. You know that I find a little bit jarring.
Oh, yeah. I always thought you kind of said it with a bit more lightness, like good for you, not for me.
Come biscuit.
Yeah. Do you have a queen of the week?
Queen of the week,
Hannah, right?
That
amazing
15-minute first maiden speech. Watch it if you haven't watched it.
It's
yet.
An incredible watch. I did weirdly Paula Bennett's podcast this week.
Oh yeah, how was that?
So surreal. But then she was like, "Oh, there's that amazing MP who's sort of gone viral, like a young National MP," and I was like, "He's like, you know, his speech has gone all over the, his maiden speech has gone all over the internet," and I was like, "Truly." Haven't seen it.
Hasn't in my own, it? No, I know who she's talking about.
Right.
First time MP that people are like, will be the next national leader, essentially.
I just like haven't.
But
seen. It's funny
I
you were like.
I didn't watch the speech.
There's different out. Good on you.
Yeah, thank you. I just saw the headline.
I keep getting national TikTok party, like, because they've got so many people, like, they've paid so much money to, like, be huge on TikTok, which is just, like, literally so cringe. I'm just like, You've got the seats.
Yeah.
Now fuck off.
Get off it.
Get off the apps.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like still being on Tinder when you've got a partner. I'm like, just get back to it. Like they're like, and there's like, we are focusing on our government. I'm like, no, you're focusing on like your fucking content.
Also, let's be real.
and cut the shit for once.
I don't think... I would love someone to do some analysis, do some hard figures. No one voted for National because of their TikToks.
No.
Or if anyone did, it is three figures max. It's in the hundreds.
Yeah.
That is how many people their TikTok account.
But they liked it.
They love making it. When Christopher Luxon said in his victory speech, "We ticked every talk," I was like, I need to drive over to Chris's so I can jump off his balcony. So I can jump off his belt.
A belt. Oh, look. Queen of the week, done. Male fact of the gay, done.
Male gay's done. Caught up.
Male gay's done. We have one more episode.
I know.
Before the end of the year.
Christmas. Any requests, please send them through.
I think we should do predictions for 2024.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We will literally not prep it, but...
Oh, I'm going to write a list of 10.
Also, we could do awards.
Oh.
Like best of for the year.
But just year in review vibes.
Yeah, like best...
Best music, best...
Best meltdown.
Best Duck Island.
Best ice cream.
Best tiddler.
Best viral moment. Best tick of the talk.
Best viral moment.
Maybe. Best jump off the balk.
Best jump off the balk.
The thing that made us want to jump off the balk.
And
the
winner is... The winner of best off jump off the balk is this one.
Woo! Oh, that's us. Love you all. See you next week.
Peace and love.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.